Zvachim Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There are some stringent rules regarding a chatos. The Torah says in Vayikra Perek Vav in Parshas Tzav, Kol asher yiga bebesoro yigdosh. What this teaches us is that any food which touches the meat of a chatos and absorbs some of it shall be considered kodesh like the chatos. So if the chatos is pasul, then that meat is pasul. If the chatos is fit and it can be eaten, then the meat can also be eaten, but under the more strict conditions by which one eats that chatos. Ba'asher yizeh midamo al habeged, asher yizeh olah techabes bimkom hakodesh. So if some blood of the chatos got sprinkled somehow on any garment, so you have to wash in the azara, the garment that got sprinkled with dam. Furthermore, uchlicheres asher tevush al bo yishaver, the Torah says. If the chatos meat was cooked in a klicheres, an earthenware vessel, which is bolea, which absorbs flavor and moisture from the item that it's boiled in it, then that particular keli has to be broken, because immediately when the time limit is up for the chatos, there's no sar in that keli, because it absorbed from the actual chatos. So you have to break an earthenware vessel, but if you boiled it in a metal vessel, in a brass pot, then umorak v'shutav bamoyim, you have to scrub it out and scour it and rinse it in water to eliminate any absorption of what might have been absorbed into the sides of the pot from the chatos. So these rules lead to interesting cases that this parak is going to talk about. Mishnah Aleph, dam chatos shenitaz al habeged. If the dam of a korban chatos spurted out onto a garment, so it kind of spritzed out and soiled the garment, harez eton kibus, it has to be washed. And as we mentioned, it has to be washed in the azara. Afal pi she'ein akos medaber ela bane echolos, even though the Torah was only referring to that which is eaten, meaning a chatos chitzonia, a chatos that is brought on the big mizbeach in the azara, where the meat is actually eaten, it's consumed. Shenemar, because it says, b'mekom kadosh te'achel, in a holy place, in the azara, it shall be eaten. But echon echolos v'echad apnimis to unos kibus. But if the dam that spritzed onto the garment came from either an outer chatos, the ones which are eaten, or an inner chatos, which is sacrificed in the Kodesh on the golden Mizbeach, and the meat is not eaten, even so, it is washed by the same process that a garment that was spritzed with outer chatos dam. Why? Shenemar toras hachatos. It says in the Torah, Zos toras hachatos, this is the law of the chatos, implying Torah achas kol chatos, that there's one common law for all korbanos chatos. Whether they're eaten or burnt, the clothing has to be washed if it somehow gets spritzed with dam. On the other hand, the dam of a bird chatos that ends up on the clothing, that would be different, because the Torah chatos that we're referring to only applies to chatos that are shechted, not a chatos that is killed by malika. Mishnah Beis, chatos psula ein dama ta'un kibus. The dam of a disqualified pusel chatos, which stained anybody's clothing, does not require washing, because the discussion in the Torah about when you have a beged that gets spritzed with chatos means a chatos that's valid, but not one that's pusel. And this applies bein shehoyah lo sha'as hakosher, bein shelohayah lo sha'as hakosher, whether or not there was a time when the carbon was valid. If the carbon was kosher, it was always fit for Hazo'as Adam, it was offered appropriately and only became unfit later, that when somebody collected the dam, then it became unfit, as we'll see in the Mishnah, it'll explain how this happened. Or even if it was a situation where it became pasul before the dam was sprinkled. So the Mishnah explains what we mean. Ezohi shehoya lo sha'asa kosher. What are we referring to when we mention a chatos that had a moment when it was kosher? Shelona shenitma v'sheyotza. If you have a korban chatos that the dam remained overnight, and that made the dam invalid. Before it lay overnight, it was valid for hazah, for sprinkling. But now you can't do the zrika, because the problem is it had lina. Or if it became tameh, the meat of the chatos became tameh before the sprinkling. So now you can't sprinkle the dam. or either the dam or the meat was taken out, had a yetziah from the azara, was taken out of the azara before the sprinkling, so now you can't sprinkle. That's something that had a sha'asa kosher. Be'ezo hisha lo haya sha'asa kosher. What would be an example of a chatos where it never had a moment when it was proper and fit to be offered? She'nish chato chutz lezmano v'chutz lemkoma v'shekib lupsulin. If it was shechted with the intent of sprinkling the dam or burning the emurim or eating the meat after its proper time, chutz lezmano, or chutz lemakomo, outside its proper place, outside the azara. So at the moment already of shechting, he had the wrong kavana. Or the dam was collected by puzzle people who weren't allowed to do the avoda. We mentioned this at the beginning of Perek Beis, and non-Kohen, various people. So shekib lupsulin, a puzzle was the one who was mekabel the dam. Or vizarku es dama, or a puzzle person sprinkled the dam. Some of the mefarshim leave out the sprinkled the dam because since after the zrika, you don't have to wash the garment anymore, even if it was stained by a kosher chatos. Because the Torah says, when there is sprinkled of its dam, the Torah says that it refers to va'asher yizeh midama. Meaning, it's referring to a time when there's any dam that's sprinkled earlier that's excluded. So in any case, complicated though it sounds, some mefarshim lead out this last person, the puzzle who sprinkles the dam. But either way, these are items that don't need to be washed because this was a chatas psula, and as a result, the psukim about having to wash the godim do not apply.